Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my
people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dialect na Cebuano o Bisayan dialect, Bulawanong Giya. Shout out dyan, Manlalaban. I forgot. Yung pinuno sa President Saludabe, Manlalaban. Kalimutan ko na. Sorry. Mga kaibigan, magpatuloy tayo at bago tayo umpisa, magandang magdasal muna tayo at salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, pinag-ingatan tayo sa ating butihing Diyos. Tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay, doon sa Pilipinas o kahit sa ang sulok ng mundo. Meron tayong mga kamag-anak, mga mahal sa buhay. Magdasal muna tayo sa maiksing dalangin, mga kaibigan. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito. Salamat, Panginoon, pinag-ingatan mo kami. Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, sa iyong kabutihan sa aming buhay. Kailangan namin ang iyong tulong, wala po kaming magagawa kung wala ang iyong tulong. Ama, pakitulong. Sa pangalan, ito akong hinihingi at ito aking dalangin sa pangalan na iyong bugtong nanak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. At sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no? Happy birthday, Brother James Diaz. God bless you. More birthdays to celebrate with good health. God bless you and all your loved ones. Brother James, at sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, no, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Sa inyo to mga kaibigan, hindi natin mapangalanan lahat. Pero salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pagtugtog ng awit, no. Patugtog natin kay Sir Rene, kalimutan ko yung apelido. Happy birthday, aking mahal. Yung babae yung nakalipas, ngayon lalaki na naman, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan, no? Happy birthday, aking mahal. Aking mahal na kaibigan, mahal na mga kapatid, mahal na mga kilala. Sa inyo itong lahat, yung nagdiwang sa inyong kaarawan. Ito na.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Marami pa sanang kaarawan. At sa araw ng iyong pagsilang, ang nasa...
Mag-post muna tayo, mga kaibigan, no? Nakalimutan ko sa ang isa sa mga CEO sa EG... EGP, Animal Justice Party, Sir Rob, happy birthday sa iyo at Rinaline Divira. No? Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, sa inyo to, kahit hindi makaintindi si Rob, say, it is also for you, Sir Rob, this happy birthday song. Ituloy ko mga kaibigan.
Birthday aking mahal, marami pa sanang kaarawan, at sa araw ng iyong pagsilang ang nasa isip ko'y wala kundi ikaw. Happy birthday aking mahal, tangit ko sa iyong iaanay, at dalangin ko'y magbigyan ka ng ligayang dulot, sa'yo'y walang hanggan. Mga pangarap mo sana ay matamtan sa piling sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kaming naririto, walang ibang hinahangad, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Birthday party, birthday cake, birthday gift, piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kaming naririto, walang ibang hinahanga, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Happy birthday, aking mahal. Sa'yo may iaalay. Ayang dalangin ko na sana magbigyan ka ng ligayang tulog sa iyo'y walang hanggan.
Mga pangarap mo sana ay makamtan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kaming naririto, walang ibang hinahanga, mga pangarap mo sana ay matutan sa piling ng mga taong sa'yo'y nagmamahal. Kami naririto, walang ibang hinahanga, hindi marami pang birthday ang magdaan. Marami pang birthday ang magdaan.
Once again, happy birthday sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. No? Si Rob McNeil at si Brother James at sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. At sorry, manlalaban Leo Saragusa. Shout out to you, sir. At salamat na di mawagtang ni nga tong pinulungang binisaya. Mabuhay ka, sir. Malalaban Leo, Attorney Leo Montalban, Saragusa. God bless sa iyo. At nagpatuloy tayo, mga kapatid, at isunod natin ang ating gospel song, no? Ang gospel song natin ay kay Sir Carol Robertson. Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, ang title, I Believe Jesus, no? I Believe Jesus. Itugtog naman natin, mga kaibigan, I Believe Jesus Died For Me. At sa lahat ng nandun sa Biblia, maniwala tayo, mga kaibigan. Ito na. Sorry, mga kaibigan, no? Naghanga ang aking mobile. Ah, ito na. Maubos atong oras dito, mga kaibigan. Ito na lang, mga kaibigan.
Mga kababayan, namamasyal ka ba sa Harauki Golf? Alam nyo bang illegal na ngayon ang pagkuha ng mga kabibi, damong dagat at iba pang lamang dagat ng lawa sa bato mula sa Omaha Bay, Kawau Bay at Fangaparua Peninsula? Kabilang dito ang mga espunghang dagat, isdang bituin, tumbong dagat, alimango at balatan. Ang mga taong susuway sa panuntunan ay maaaring magbayad ng multa. Alamin ang higit pa, kabilang ang mga mapa ng lugar ng pagsasara. Ito, www.fisheries.gov.nz/hauraki-closures. Ang patalastas na ito ay mula sa Ministry for Primary Industries. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pagkikinig.
Nag-play ko pero ayaw, mga kaibigan, no? Mga kaibigan, pakinggan muna natin si Sister Charmaine, no? She will be our messenger this morning, and she is now in Australia. So, Sister Charmaine, go ahead. Once again, good morning to you.
Morning. Thank you, Brother Lynn.
Okay, you can start, Sister Charmaine.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you.
Magandang umaga.
Magandang umaga rin.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay.
Today's message is overcome fear with courage. You know, sometimes God... excuse me. Sometimes God asks us to do something, but we feel so fearful and intimidated by what God's asking us to do that we would rather ignore that prompting from the Holy Spirit. It was about 13 years ago, one of our friends had cancer, and he was not doing well. And I remember having this thought that I needed to go and see this man. I had to speak to him about Jesus, the cross, and wherever he had given his heart to Jesus. I knew they were not church people, and I wondered, wherever they had a relationship, with Jesus. The idea of going and asking and speaking, asking these questions made me fearful. And it might sound silly, but I was. In the sense more that I was concerned they might chase me away out of their home and when I asked these questions. And I struggled with this thought for about a week, and eventually, with the encouragement of my husband, I decided to go and knock on their door. And I wonder how many of us have experienced that moment when God tells us to go and do something, and we ignore God's request and turn the other way. We're not the only ones. Jonah did the same. When God instructed him to go to Nineveh, he went the opposite direction. And today we're going to look at David, who was a man of with faith, trust, and courage when he fought against Goliath, the giant. But before we read some parts in 1 Samuel 17, I just want to pray for us quickly. Father God, thank you for this opportunity, for the privilege that we might be in two different countries or three different countries.
Amen.
That we can share your word, and that you made it possible to listen to you today, Lord Jesus. And Lord, let your message come through clearly and work in our hearts so that we can understand what you're saying and that we can turn our hearts more and more to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you'll open our hearts, our ears and our minds, and make it quiet around us so we can hear you clearly. Lord, I also ask that you open my mouth so everyone can understand me.
Yes, Lord.
And then also, it's your message coming through. I'm just your instrument, and that's all. And Lord, we give you all glory. And thank you for everything that you do for us. And I pray this in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So I said we're going to read some parts in 1 Samuel 17. 1 Samuel 17 begins by telling us there was a battle taking place between Israel and one of the enemies, the Philistines. This happened at the Valley of Elah, where the Israelites assembled their army on the one high mountain, and on the opposite high mountain, the Philistines were. And in between them was this valley where they would then fight. However, the Philistines had giants among their ranks whom they would use to torment and challenge the enemy, with the idea that this giant would fight as a representative of his army and there would be fewer casualties. And it was also a strategy from the Philistines to intimidate and put fear in Israel so they won't fight against the Philistines. The Philistine giant was big, and he wore this armor. He looked so strong and mighty that no person wanted or could win a battle against him, which means the people were fearful of him. At that stage, the best person to fight against this giant from the Israelites would have been Saul, because Saul was head and shoulders taller than any other Israelite. Saul was known as a fierce and successful leader, but after Saul had rejected the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul in 1 Samuel 16:14, he became a king who stood paralyzed by fear. For 40 days, Goliath mocked and intimidated the army of Israel. Till David appeared. David saw what was happening, and there was no one from the Israelites who was willing to fight this giant out of fear. We read in verses 32 to 33 from 1 Samuel 17. David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. So Saul looked at David. Saul looked at David and disqualified David from defending Goliath because of his size, his age, and his lack of experience. Instead, we read in verses 34 to 37, but David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both a lion and bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord, who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will rescue me from the hands of the Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Though David was a shepherd, he fought against a lion and a bear that wanted to attack the lambs he cared for. When you think about it, if David decided to run away when the lion and bear attacked the sheep, he would not have been ready to fight Goliath. In the moments when danger stood before David, he had no idea that God was actually busy training him to fight a giant. The same with us. We do not know how God's busy preparing us for his service or battle. David could look back and know that the same God who delivered him from the lion and bear would also deliver him now from Goliath. David knew that God's past faithfulness gave him confidence in God's future faithfulness. We read in verses 38 to 39, when Saul dressed David in his own tunic, he put a coat of armor on him and bronze helmet on his head. David fastened it on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to it. So he took them off. Saul's armor was too big and heavy for David. David removed Saul's armor because his confidence was in the Lord rather than human protection. David used the same tools he used before as a shepherd to kill the lion and bear because he was already trained in it. And David believed that what God used before, he would use again. We read in verses 40 to 51, then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little, more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. And he said to David, I am a dog that you come to me with sticks. And the Philistine cursed David by his God. Come here, he said, and I will give you flesh to the birds and the wild animal. And David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine's army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it's not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down to the ground. Verse 50, so David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the sheath, after he killed him. He cut off his head with his own sword. When the Philistines saw that the hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then David had the faith not just to walk, but to draw near the Philistine. David was so small in comparison with Goliath, but Goliath actually felt insulted that they sent David, this young boy, to fight against him. David was not scared, as he declared that he was coming in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel. David knew the battle belonged to the Lord, and he fought against Goliath because he wanted the earth to know that there is a God in Israel. In the same way, Israel also had to be reminded of who God is. Saul and his army thought God could only save them by sword and spear. They did not believe that the battle is the Lord, but David would give them through. David stepped forward as Israel's representative to fight the enemy they could not defeat. And in an even greater way, Jesus stepped forward as our representative to defeat the enemy of sin and death that we could never conquer ourselves. David ran boldly towards Goliath without any hesitation or fear. He used a sling with one stone and hurled it into Goliath's forehead. And he fell to the ground. And the worshipper of Dagon fell on his face. After Goliath fell to the ground, the armies or the Philistines ran away, and David cut off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword, making sure the enemy was dead. A humble young shepherd delivered food to his brothers at the battlefield. And by doing so, he defeated the enemy through faith and courage as God saved his nation, the Israelites, that day. David's victory did more than save Israel that day. It also points forward to an even greater shepherd who would fight the greatest battle on behalf of his people, of humanity. David points to Jesus, who came down from heaven, born from a woman under the law, to die about 994 years later on a cross, to redeem humanity once and for all from the penalty of sin, and to reconcile humanity with God. We read in Romans 5, verses 6 to 11. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
Amen.
Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled...